Juan Fu Malia, Tin Chan Chan, Lilian Zen Sai,
Amen.
Should open some windows or something. Now it's warm and dark. It's perfect for taking a nap. The windows are already open.
窗户是开着还是关着呢？
The curtain is closed. The window is open.
We have just a couple more points from Saint Ignatius.
我们还有一些关于圣依纳爵的深操的规则里面的一些内容。
In rule number 12, he gives us a description that's not exactly politically correct.
在第十条里边，神说，从这个语句上来说，不是特别准确的，从他这个在写的这些内容上。
But we can understand this if we think of a spoiled child.
在这里边，我们就是可以理解为什么呀？其实神父就是说的那个，就说的好像这个，尤其是英语里边说这个敌人就像女的一样，就像女的一样。但这里边这个词啊，就是应该用一个就是被宠坏的一个孩子一样，这样的词就比较准确一些。大家看到十二条的一开始写的。
So maybe you want to read number 12?
Yes, yeah. 你看第十二条里边是这样写的，它是按照英语这样翻译的啊。仇敌如同妇人一样，力量软弱，心智却凶狠。即使他和男子争斗，男子若 若显坚强勇敢，他便逃避；相反，男子若是懦弱，表示退避，他便泼辣、狂怒、凶狠而蛮横、纠缠不清。同样，从事灵修的人，若对仇敌毫无畏惧，开始便断然抵抗，他便知。 知难而退，反之，倘若操练的人在诱惑中表示惧怕、丧失勇气，那么世上便没有更残酷的野兽像人类仇敌魔鬼那样满怀 善恶意害人的，满怀恶意害人的乐。
So the point here is that it's important, as soon as we realize that we are in desolation, to resist the enemy very firmly.
这个关键的内容在于什么？就是当我们在感觉神哭的时候，你要确认，在这个状态，这个时候呢，你就说，无论怎么样，我还是要抵抗这个魔鬼的诱惑，或者说抵抗仇人、仇敌。你要尽力抵抗。
As we spoke about earlier, in times of desolation, the enemy is speaking to us, and he also lies to us.
今天上午我们提到一点啊，尤其是在我们神哭的时候，那个时候，这个恶魔就开始对我们说，甚至他说的话就是一些谎言。
He tells us things like, "You're no good." You'll never pray well. Nobody loves you.
他会告诉你什么呀？你不够好，不需要再祈祷，没有人爱你。
And if we start to believe him, he will speak even louder and he will attack more fiercely.
假如你要相信他的这种说法的话，然后他的声音就会变得越来越大，然后你就要确认他说的这些东西是对的。
It's like a spoiled child. If that child throws a temper tantrum, and we give the child candy and whatever he wants, then he'll never stop.
这就像一个被宠坏的孩子一样，当他要什么东西，你就给；哎，他一撒泼的时候，你就开始就给点糖，给点糖，你就永远给他，你永远就哄不好他。
So it's important for us to become sensitive to these lies and to the attacks of the enemy so that we can resist firmly.
也就是在这个时候我们就是应该警醒，当这个我们说魔鬼攻击我们的时候，他所用的方法。
To give you an example,I was preparing for a prayer meeting in the evening.
Yeah. 这是神父讲他的经验啊，就是有一次就是他们准备，晚上开会的时候。
It was a prayer meeting with the seminarians, and I had some insecurities about how everything would go.
因为是跟修生们一起开会嘛，神父就是自己感觉啊，不是说不那么确定。所以不知道这个事情就是该怎么安排比较好。
I started to get a bad feeling, and I thought maybe the prayer meeting is a bad idea.
所以呢，就有什么感觉呢？那个时候就觉得，哎呀，我们这些个，我们就说这个同伴的这种，我们这些朋友们的这开会啊，就这个会是不是件好事呢？
I started to think that the seminarians don't really like this, and it would be better if I just cancel the prayer meeting.
那可能这些修生们不太喜欢这个会。那想法，我自己的想法就是什么？哎呀，我看最好还是把这个会议取消吧。
That feels nice, doesn't it?
Yeah. 这样感觉挺好的，这风过来了。
And I was having these thoughts and feelings while I was working on other things.
当神父就是还在做其他的工作的时候，那就这种想法，这种感觉，就开始就出来了。
And I didn't realize that it was the enemy, and I didn't resist firmly.
他也没有意识到这是一个我们说魔鬼的诱惑，也没有说你就很确定的、很坚强的把它就去抵制。
And so he kept pressing more and more against me.
这个魔鬼就开始就是一步一步的就开始袭击他了。
About halfway through the day, I was thinking very seriously about sending an email to the seminarians to cancel or postpone the prayer meeting.
然后呢，神父就开始就想了想，我干脆呀，我写个 email， 然后告诉这些修生们，就把这个就是你们同伴之间的这个会议就取消。
And then finally I realized what was happening, that this was a temptation and I was in desolation.
那后来就是之后，神父自己呢就意识到了，这是他的就是一种神哭的一种状态。
As soon as I realized that, I resisted very firmly and rejected the temptation.
当他意识到这一点之后，就是立即就就是拒绝了这个诱惑。
I realized that the enemy was tempting me because this prayer meeting was the culmination of a series of meetings that we had.
那他意识到了，就是他修生团体的这样一个会议也好，聚会也好，这是一个
prayer meeting is what?
Is the high point of a series of prayer meetings.
这是他们就是一系列的会议的就是它是这是一系列会议的非常重要的一次会议。
As soon as I realized the temptation and rejected it, it went away immediately.
当神父就是清楚地意识到了这是一种诱惑的时候，那他就坚决地去抵抗，那这个诱惑马上就退去了。
I moved forward with confidence that this was what God wanted.
那之后，神父就觉得就是非常有信心的确认，这就是天主要他们去做的。
And in fact, the prayer meeting was very powerful, and the seminarians were very moved.
就是他们这个修生的同伴的会议开得非常的成功，而且他们就是修生们都非常受感动。
So it is important for us to resist the enemy's temptation and not start to entertain it in our thoughts.
这告诉我们就是什么呢？当我们有力的你去拒绝这个诱惑的时候，
what is the last part?
And not entertain the temptation.
Entertain.
Think.
Okay.
Accept it.
就告诉我们什么呢？当你去拒绝这个诱惑的时候，而不是说这个诱惑来了之后你就觉得哎是这么回事吗？你就把这个诱惑就变成了你的思考的一部分。
So another point that St. Ignatius brings out is in rule number 13.
另外的一点就是在圣依纳爵提到的，在第十三规则第十三条提到的。第十三条提到魔鬼又像一个虚伪的情人，我是看的那个英语的，尽量隐藏自己不被揭穿，因为这个假装多情的人想勾引良家女子或有夫之妇，当常愿他的花言巧语不被人发觉，如果女儿像父亲或妻子向丈夫揭穿了他的虚伪言辞或邪恶的企图，他必极为不悦，因为他知道这样一来他的邪恶计划便不能实现了。同样，当人类的仇敌以诡诈的诱惑注入人心时，他也愿人接受而保守秘密，倘若人把这诱惑揭露或给一位贤明的听告思夺，或认识魔鬼脚迹的神修人，魔鬼必狼狈不堪，因为他知道诡计一被揭穿，他的阴谋便无法实现了。
Is it? This is a.I think this is the second most important rule.
这是第二点非常重要的规则。
The most important rule, as we already said, is rule number 5.
就像我们说的在规则的第五条里面提到的。
And I think the second most important rule is rule number 13.
那第二个最重要的就是在第十规则第十三条里面提到的。
If we remember rule number five, then we will always share everything with a confessor or spiritual director, and that person can help us remember all of the other rules.
第五条里边就是我们就提到的，就是你愿意和你的神师以及你的听告解的神父去你去告诉他所有的在你身上发生的事情。
And it's so powerful just to bring things into the light.
也就是说把所有的事情都就什么就带到一个带到光明中，就是在光天化日之下显露出来，就是这个意思。
When we bring things into the light, the very process of doing that sometimes already gives us some strength.
当我们把事情就是可以明白的就是说可以公开讲出来的时候
，The enemy,
sorry, 这个会给我们力量。
The enemy will try to tell us that we're not loved, that we're doing everything wrong, that we're no good.
当你在这个时候的，在这个时候，魔鬼依然会告诉我们，你这样做是不对的，他也不允许你这么做。然后他还会告诉你，你what the last one?
We're no good.
You're not good.
Yeah.
还说你不够好，你这样做，你最好别这么做。
But as soon as we say this out loud to someone who loves us, it appears as empty as it really is. It exposes the lie.
也就是说，当我们把他的这个魔鬼的谎言，你给他曝光的时候，等于说他就没有地方藏身了。
It's so important that there is someone in our life that we can share everything with.
也就是说，重要的是什么呢？在我们的生活中，如果你有这样一个人，你可以把你生活中的一切都跟他去分享的话，这是非常重要的。
Just yesterday, I received an email from a sister in the United States.
哎呀，昨天神父就收到一个，email 是从一位美国修女给她写的。
And she's very good. She understands the rules of Saint Ignatius.
她很好，但是她也知道就是圣依纳爵的这些规则。
And she knew that she was experiencing temptation and desolation.
但她也意识到了自己在经历神哭。
But she was also struggling.With resisting it, and so she wrote to me according to rule number 13 and explained everything.
她这个时候呢，她也知道她自己就是在和这个诱惑在交战，和这个和神哭在交战。但是她呢，就是把她这个比较挣扎的这个过程是因为什么这些事情都和神父讲了。
She started the email and said, "Could you please pray for me? I am in a battle that is going badly."
是他就跟神父说，那请求神父为他祈祷，因为自己呢是在这样一个，和魔鬼和这个诱惑激烈交战的过程中。
She said, "I know I need to reveal this to someone."
然后他说呢，他是。
She needs to.
Okay. 因为神父就告也跟他讲，就说你是当然你需要，那你再去见别的人，你再去见什么人
？She said she's being really sensitive to receiving correction from her superior.
她也就是这个说的是这位修女，她非常敏感，就是她的会长。给他的这种所谓叫校正或是叫指正。
She's a very, very sensitive sister, and it was very embarrassing for her when the superior corrected her in front of the other sisters.
她呢非常敏感，尤其是什么呢？当她的会长在他们的其他的修女面前就是 公开的指证他的时候，他觉得就是非常尴尬。
And she has struggled with this before, and she even talked with the superior about it.
她之前就是因为这个就是蛮纠结，但她也把这些情况和她的会长讲过。
And the superior is also a good sister, but she's not always so sensitive.
当然说她的会长也是一个很好的修女，但她并没有就是很敏感这个当，就是她在。大家面前公开的就是指证他的时候他的感受。
So the sister was really hurting from this correction and she feels really trapped in the assignment that she's in.
他就是尤其是会长在大家面前公开的指证他的时候就是他感觉就是非常受伤害。
And the last part.
She feels trapped in the assignment.
What the trapped assignment? What does mean?
Trapped, like she can't get out.
Okay, 她好像就是掉到陷阱里去了，这个感觉。
So she's thinking about asking the Reverend Mother to give her a new assignment.
Whose mother?
The superior superior.
然后她就请求什么呀？她这不是他们的会长这样对待她吗？然后就要求会长的会长，可能是另外一个上司，去给他分派别的工作。
And there are a number of other details in the email that just show how much she is in desolation.
当然在这个 email 里面有好多的细节呢。那这意思就是告诉我们什么呢？就是他的这种状态，就是在一个在神窟的状态。
It seems like everything is going wrong.
从表面上看，好像什么事情都不对劲儿。
So she wrote that email to me, and I was actually slow in responding.
她把这个 email 发给神父之后呢，神父其实没有及时的回应她。
Because you know I'm in China.
当然，大家知道说神父现在在中国。
So.In the meantime, a day later, she wrote me another email to give me an update.
一天之后，这修女又给神父写了一个 email， 就是类似就像这件事情的就跟踪一样，就等于说就是这个事情不是发生了吗？可能之后还有另外的事情发生，又写了一封 email.
She said that after she wrote the first email, she felt she already began to feel better.
写完第一个 email 之后，当他写第二个的时候呢，说已经感觉好一点了。
And then she was able to pray a little bit more over the next day.
就是写完 email 的第二天呢，他觉得，哎，我可以多一点时间祈祷了。
And she was able to see more clearly and resist the desolation.
那可以看得到自己呢，能够看到自己。是在抵抗，神窟的这个状态。
And she started to get some light in prayer about how to move forward in a better way.
她也能感觉到自己又得到了些光照，是为了就是继续向前进。
She realized this difficulty with the superior was just a cross that God wanted her to bear. The difficulty with the superior was a cross that God wanted her to bear.
那她也意识到什么呢？就在这个过程中啊，就是会长给她的这个对她的这个态度，恰恰就是天主要她背的十字架。
And as she realized that, she found the strength to embrace that cross and move forward.
那她现在就发现了她有能力去背起这个十字架继续向前走。
So the point being that sometimes we find the strength just in sharing what's happening.
这就告诉我们，有时候我们的这个力量可能也来自于就是说当这个事情发生之后，你能找到一个人去倾诉。
The enemy always tells us, "Don't talk about this. You're being too emotional. Just get over it.
那我们说这个仇敌魔鬼，那就会告这个时候会告诉你什么？这个事儿别谈，你这个事儿别谈，因为现在你在这个情绪状态中呢，你不要跟别人去谈这些事情。
And for this sister in particular, it would be easy for her to think that I'm too busy and she shouldn't waste my time.
你比如像修女的这个状态，那比如她要是不跟神父谈的话，她可能会想什么呢？哎呀，这个时间我最好不要跟神父谈这些，因为神父现在也不在国内，那这么忙，我何必去打扰他呢？
But I've worked for several years to encourage her to email me when these things happen.
因为就是多少年以来，那神父就一直在鼓励这个修女说，如果有什么事情发生的话，你告诉我，你给我写 email。
And it's so good that she can see how powerful, just it can be just to share it.
所以大家看看，就说在你把你的这个我们说诱惑也好，征战挑战也好，你去和别人分享的时候，这个对我们来说是非常有利的。我们说是一个有力的帮助。
So let's go on to number 14.
我们现在看第十四条。
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
魔鬼也好像一个作战的司令，企图攻占城池或抢掠东西。他在扎营之后，必先侦察堡垒的形势和对方的兵力，然后找出弱点攻击。同样，人类的仇敌也必先侦察我们的四周，看看我们的三超德、四书德和伦理道德，然后选择弱点及为我们的得救最重要的部分，发动攻势，希望把我们击败。
In rule number 14, Saint Ignatius helps us to understand that the enemy can help us through desolation.
第十四条里边，圣依纳爵就是教导我们。我们说这个仇敌啊，在我们经历神哭的状态的时候，他帮助我们，等于说就什么叫推动我们去想
what during the desolation, the enemy help us to do what?
He helps us by exposing our weakness.
那这个时候是这个说我们说这个仇敌怎么帮助我们呢？让我们把我们自己的这个弱点显示出来。
And so when we are in desolation, it is important to know how to respond.
那对我们来说重要的就是你要知道你怎么去回应它。
And that's what we've been discussing, rule number 5, rule number 6, and so forth.
就像我们谈到的第在规则的第五条、第六条等等。
But it's also important to realize that we can learn something from the experience.
也通过这些呢，也告诉了我们透过我们在就说你怎么样去回应，我们也学到了一些东西。
We can learn the areas that we are most vulnerable.
我们可以学到就是在哪一点是我们最软弱的地方。
The enemy will only tempt us with lies that we are likely to believe.
魔鬼对我们的诱惑，通常情况下就是在我们的软弱的地方。但是呢，他的这种谎言是我们容易相信的，也就是说我们最容易上当的部分。
The kind of lies that we hear during desolation are the vulnerable areas of our hearts.
也就是说他撒谎的，他的谎言的这一部分是我们 内心最脆弱的部分。
So I just mentioned,
或者说这内心最容易受到攻击的部分。
I just mentioned the sister, who wrote me an email, and she would be tempted to think that I'm too busy for her.
神父举例子啊，就是这个给神父写 email 的那位修女她的例子。她可能她现在的诱惑是什么呢？对，她要跟神父讲这些事情吗？她可能你去想，哎呀，神父现在太忙，没时间看你的 email。
And that's because she thinks that she's not very important and not very loved.
可能也就会魔鬼就告诉她，去想什么呢？你根本就不那么重要，同时呢，你也不是那么可爱的。
So that's an area that is good to bring up to her spiritual director and also important to bring up with God.
这一点重要的就是说呢，她把她内心比较脆弱的易受到攻击这一部分带到她的神师面前，同时呢也借助这个带到天主面前。
She is tempted to believe that no one has time for her.
她经历的这个诱惑是什么呢？谁也没有时间帮助你现在。
So a good thing to do is bring that up in prayer before God.
这就是说在这种情况下，那就是说你把刚才就是你面对的这些事情带到天主面前。
And God has lots and lots of time for her.
也就是说天主一直有的是时间和她在一起。
And receiving that truth from God can be a very powerful experience for her.
那当然对这修女来说，你能够体验到这样的经验，那的的确确是一件非常有幸的事。
So when we see what kinds of lies are coming to us in desolation, it can lead us in how to come before God in prayer.
那当我们如果遇到类似的，在神窟时有这样的诱惑的时候，我们到天主面前去，这对我们是非常有帮助的。
And in this way, the devil does some work for us by exposing the vulnerable areas of our hearts.
那魔鬼也就惧怕的是什么呢？就是我们把我们最软弱的、受到攻击的这一部分，把它曝光，把它带到天主面前去。魔鬼最怕的就是这一点。
So maybe just any final questions about Saint Ignatius, and then we take a little break.
我们在休息之前，神父问大家，就是关于圣伊纳爵神操的一些规则里边的这些，就是分辨神类的这些规则，大家还有没有问题？
And you can also use the question paper and the question box if you'd like, and we can cover those tomorrow.
如果大家觉得可能还需要时间整理或是思考一下你的问题，然后你可以利用我们说这个问题的搜集问题的盒子，你们写下来，然后明天早晨的时候可以回答。
Okay, why don't we take a little break?
Okay.Right now,
yeah,
it's 50 minutes.
Sure.
Okay. 那我们现在就休息。